Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
Hello.
I think I blew out your ears. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. So typically, I have to have my mic set at a certain level, which on this device you can't see next to me. And I zigged when I should have zagged. And I put too much. It was too high. It was, you know, hot. And I went, hello. And then I knew full well that it was going to just blow out some eardrums. Bob writes, that scared the crap out of me. I am so sorry about that. Welcome to you all. So glad you are here. The weekend has officially begun, I guess. You know, being that it's Friday, Pooh Bear is home for midwinter break. Now, this just the, you know, last week, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, where she got off like 5 days or 4 days or 3 days of school. So I was quick to say, hey, well, why are they even giving you a winter break? I mean, you just had several days off. She says, this is true. This is part of my continued quest to try to get people to stop suggesting that teachers have it hard. This is, you know, a stance that not everybody is willing to take. But for this show, I absolutely will. They work 3 months out of the year. Anyway, she is home. She has Friday off. She has Monday off. And away we go. What started out as a trip up north, her and I said, yeah, we would have been gone like now. I would be up there right now and I wouldn't be doing this show. And I go, yeah, I don't know if I want to go up because it's a total winter wonderland there. And we don't do anything in the snow. We don't snowshoe. We don't ski. We don't sled. We don't snowmobile. We don't do anything. So all we'd be doing really is going up north and staying in the cooped up trailer with mice running around. And that's pretty much it. And I don't know if I want to do that. I'm just getting too old for that shit. If it was summertime, perhaps. And so, no, we're not doing that. And then she's like, well, I got a plan. I know what we can do. We're going to the world's largest bookstore in Columbus, Ohio. And I was like, eh. At first I was kind of like, well, why don't we just do a little staycation thing right here, you know? Go on a couple adventures locally. But she kind of looked at me funny. And I realized that was a bad move. Oh! And then I kind of rethought it. Of course, let's drive to Columbus to go to the bookstore. So off we go tomorrow. Chris says, teachers, I don't get enough time at home. Easy. Fuck you. All right. So that is what's going on with me. I guess we're leaving tomorrow to go. I don't think I've ever spent any time in Columbus, Ohio. The only thing I know about Columbus, Ohio is that I think they have an NHL team there, and I think that is where like Ohio State is, like the college. Excuse me. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Cole says, when you think vacation, Columbus is the first thing that comes to mind. Yeah, it's just a day trip, for God's sake. Donko says, wear lots of maize and blue. No, I won't do that. I wouldn't lower my standards and put on Walmart Wolverine clothing, you know. Kevin says, it's a dump just like East Lansing. I don't think that's true. I think since they have an NHL team, I don't think you can, you know, it's not at all like East Lansing. I think that they have a lot going for it in Columbus. I think that's where the NHL team is, isn't it? Columbus Blue Jackets, so that makes sense. Yeah, nobody here really likes Ohio. I will say that there's not a lot to see if you're not in any of the major cities, which I think are just Columbus and Cleveland. But Michigan's a lot like that too. There's not a, come on now. But I'm actually excited. I like the road trip thing. I like Pooh Bear by my side. And away we go. Yesterday we had an amazing adventure on Patreon when we did Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. On the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Ben has a bit of news that I can't really even say here. He told me not to say anything. All right. So I'm not going to, but it's really cool news for Ben. And that's on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And before that, we did Who Are These Free Beers, which again was free beer intensive. And I talk about how a lot of my clips, nearly all of my clips, are involved with free beer doing something that needs to be discussed. And I don't set out my shows when I review their show. It's like, oh, I only want clips of free beer. I want clips of anything that's ridiculous that needs to be discussed, whether it's Steve droning on about something, whether it's Hot Wings trying his darndest to make something that is extremely boring interesting, whether it's Kelly making a fucked up noise, whether it's Maitland saying something incredibly stupid, or whatnot. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Well, but it just seems like the lion's share of the content lately has been free beer. Either picking fights with people on the show, making it very, very awkward, or saying or doing something incredibly insulting or rude to the other members of that show. And we've kind of like speculated that we think he might have like a brain tumor or something. So we kind of took a little time to go down that direction in the show yesterday. And now we can only describe it as free beer tumor talk, because that is the probably the most logical explanation for some of the bizarre behaviors that keep flying out of his being illustrated as they fly out of his mouth on a regular basis on that show. And Ben and I got into that, and we talked for 56 minutes about that in yesterday's edition of Who Are These Free Beers. So if you missed it on Patreon, I just published it. You can go there and sign up for a 7-day free trial, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I titled the episode Free Beer Doesn't Like Parties. And I actually felt bad for Kelly Cheese. First of all, just so everybody knows, I like Kelly Cheese, okay? Yes, she told me to go fuck myself, okay? But I think that over time is going to change. My prediction is this. Over time, as it becomes painfully clear that she is getting taken advantage of by the twins, eventually she is going to develop a high level of animosity towards Greg in particular. And she's going to find herself on the outside looking in. And when that happens, I will absolutely welcome her on my podcast. I've said it many times. I like her. Yes, she does make fucked up noises. And I don't know if it's a learning disability or what. But no, I don't think it's a learning disability. I think it's just a disability. You're going to be like, well, yeah, she's not going to want to come on your show if you're saying she has a disability. Well, she does. I mean, God damn it. Have you heard those fucking noises she makes? She's a tough cookie. She can handle it. You know, she is more of a dude than Greg. All right. I love her. And I actually felt bad when there was a moment on the show when she was extremely excited about her doggy DNA reveal. She's got this dog that she went and got the DNA test to figure out what it is, what type of breed it is. And so, you know, she had like a bunch of pals over to be part of the doggy DNA reveal. And that's cool. And it sounded like a good time because she like planned it and there was a lot that went into it. And she was excited about it. And she invited Freebeer and his wife to go. And he couldn't make it. And rather than just saying, hey, I can't make it, I got something going on, he made her feel bad because he said, I don't like parties. And then he doubled down on that later on. And she said, so you just don't want to go? And he said, yes. And she actually said, okay, well, that kind of makes me feel bad. Now, I can't stress enough how fucked up this is because 2 weeks ago, we featured Greg on the air challenging Hot Wings and asking why he never wants to be his buddy or be his friend or do anything or come over and play with him or something. And he actually said, this is so hurtful. I mean, he was crying on the air about that. And so for him, it's a really bad look. The optics here on this, considering where that son of a bitch was laying the smack down on Hot Wings. And what Greg fails to realize is he's a cock. Okay. And eventually Kelly's going to get sick and tired of his bullshit. And tell him, you're just a dick. That's all you are, okay? And you try to hide it, but everybody knows deep down, you're an asshole. So we really took a deep dive on several examples of that bullshit that Greg puts people through on that show. My God. Jeremy says, play the Kelly Cheese noise supercut. Chris says it would be the Cheesy Show. The Cheesy Show. I love the Cheesy Show. Bob says, voice of an angel, and those noises are something special. Yeah, Kelly Cheese making fucked up noises.
Cream cheese, okay. 500 is a little small.
So good.
In your booth, to your right, a white box.
That's all it is.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Oh. How is that real? Nick says the noises remind me of Grape Lady. Yeah, that lady who fell off the thing during the grape stomping. Scott writes, I hate it. It makes my skin crawl. Okay, one more time. I know you want to hear it.
Oh, 500 little small. So good.
In your booth, to your right, a white box.
That's all it is.
All right. Jeremy says he's jizzing. Kenny threatens violence or suggests violence and says, somebody shoot her. Now, come on now. Tyler says those noises are not human. Well, anyway. Make sure you head over to patreon.com. And Nick says, Kenny, that's not very biblical. No. Yeah, Kenny, hold on a minute. Nick's right. Did you just suggest shooting her? I thought you, like with your church, the Branch Davidians, you had become like, you were doing a Daniel fast, or didn't you do a Daniel fast where you're supposed to be nice to people? And here you are. You can't just say shooter. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if your pastor would be very happy with you or baby Jesus if you on one day are, you know, getting rid of all the evil in your life, like Meat and Eric Zane, and then you come back to the pack and you start saying that people should be shot. I don't know. It's just me. Vamster says, and Vamster, I don't recognize you. Vamster 75, are you new? I just tried listening to that show earlier. You can cut the tension with a knife between free beer and the rest. Amy says, oh my God, the Branch Davidians. I just burst out laughing. Tyler says perhaps giving up the show for Lent will reset things again. We had a moment on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast yesterday where Kenny weighed in with a comment out of the blue that led to big time laughs. Mike in Western Massachusetts says, yeah, hey, I'm going out on a date. And then Kenny chimed in and out of left field with a comment, and it led to tremendous comedy, which made everybody laugh. Thank you for that. I'm glad you were there. Excuse me. Okay. I totally forgot what I was going to do. Today's a Friday type of anything goes type of show. You know, I just feel like the weekend is always here. I have senioritis. So, it's always a different vibe to me. Kenny says false. What do you mean? One person talked about having a date, and then Kenny chimed up and typed in, I just had two dates. And then everybody goes, well, that was random. The impression was made, hey, they're not talking about me, so I think I'll just throw this out there right now. And that's where the fun came in. That's exactly what happened. Jesus, I don't know what the hell is wrong with my throat. Anyway. Uh-oh. Kenny self-loathing. I just can't participate in any discussion anymore. Look. I don't know what you're talking about, man. All I know is what you give me. And you give me things like, look, EZ, I was talking to my pastor, David Koresh. And he told me that I must get David Koresh Jr. We must give up meat and podcasts So you are out for 21 days, you son of a bitch. All right. And then you're back. And then you just kind of like, right away, you're telling us about all the poon that you're slaying. So, I mean, you're the one who revealed it to me. I don't know what your problem is. My God. Tim Kuiper is here. He says, Kenny, we all love you. I need a Zeke update about your beloved son. I don't know if you, Tim, I'm glad you're here. I don't know if you had a chance to listen when Pooh Bear and I visited you. I spoke at length about our visit near the end of the podcast the next day. And I told the story of everything that I observed when I was there and kind of gave a little bit more background. And I can't stress enough, again, that I think that you and Chris and your family are you're playing at a level, in my opinion, that's so beyond everybody else's scope about, when I say that, I mean, like, the level of good and altruism that flows from you and your lovely wife and your family concerning Zeke. I don't want to steal my own thunder, but you need to go back and listen to that. Because I don't know if people tell you these things enough. Okay? Tim says, I will go back home and listen. It's difficult to listen in the hospital. We're playing over our heads. I think you're just, excuse me, I don't know what my problem is today. You are just at a level of humanity that is kind of uncalculable. Am I saying that right? Am I trying to use a word that I can't really even say? I think so. Beyond all of our, no one can even think about the level of good that you all are doing. It's just fantastic. I'm flat out proud of you. My God. Corey says, just say it's uncomprehensible. Uncomprehendable? And I think they're all these words are beyond my reach here, frankly, Corey. Corey says, balls deep in some grade D puss. I think you're talking about our pal Kenny there. All right. Well, yeah, if you want to send me an update on Zeke, you know, I know we talked. Tim says, trust me, you don't think about it until you have to do it. I know everyone here would do it if needed. Yeah, I know. But your level of care without thinking is, you know, you're like the best team on the playing field. You're like LeBron James of care. You're really incredible. The NFL Awards went down last night, speaking of awards. And in a weird, first of all, Josh Allen won the MVP. That sounds about right. Over Lamar. And I don't know, does the league do like an AFC MVP and an NFC MVP or just a league MVP? I have no idea. They did the coach of the year. And I was thinking Dan Campbell had a shot at that, and I also thought that Dan Quinn of the Washington Commanders had a shot at that. Both you could make a case for. Quinn, because rookie quarterback, first-year coach, first-year ownership, first-year general manager. They made it well into the playoffs, upset Detroit in round one. Detroit, you can make a case for Campbell because of all the injuries to that team. He still led them to a 15-2 record. What I didn't see coming is they gave the Coach of the Year award to Kevin O'Connell, the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, who the Lions smoked twice during the regular season. I don't know. I guess because they won 14 games with a pile of shit quarterback, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of. It's ridiculous to make Kevin O'Connell the coach of the year over both Campbell and Quinn. If Quinn beat Campbell, I'd be like, yeah, I can see that. I can't see O'Connell beating both Campbell and Quinn. My God. Bill Belichick was in the front row.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How old is Bill Belichick's girlfriend again? Bill Belichick girlfriend age. 20? Okay, she's 24. How old is Bill Belichick again? 70? He's 72. Okay. It's just so fucked up. This can't be real, right? That's her. She's a fox. And Bill. Who believes that this is really real? Oh, my God. I don't even like looking at it because she's so stupid young that it makes me feel bad. I feel like a creep. So 24 and 72. This came up during Snoop's monologue. Okay, where is it? Holy shit. I had it. No, I don't know where it is. Okay, I feel like a cock. Here you go. Snoop's monologue during the event last night.
Because I've been a football fan for a long, long time. I mean, I remember back when the Cowboys was good. I remember back when the Chiefs was bad. And I remember, what was it? Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet.
Look at this. Oh no. Everybody's like, oh, fuck.
Because I've been a football.
Shit, is that awesome. I like that he laughed. Stevie says, Snoop, I thought he was canceled. For what? Maureen says she will probably poison him with Visine or something to get his fortune. Murder lover Linda, who just changed her name, says, I wish Nick Saban had been there to get his reaction. Jeremy says, imagine his old saggy man tits going to town on top of her gorgeous body. Ugh. I don't like envisioning that, and I don't like you talking about her gorgeous body. I mean, it is, but it's just, she's so goddamn young. I don't like referring to a 24-year-old as having a gorgeous body because I have a 24-year-old. Well, not really. She's 20. I think Madison's 22. Or going to be 22. Corey says she could still be on her parents' health insurance. Corey said that Snoop said that anyone that would perform for Trump is a racist back in 2016. And then this year he performed at Trump's inauguration, so some people are mad. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, nobody cares anymore. You know, I canceling is done. I don't think you can do that anymore. I think we're at a day, at a time when that's no one gives a shit. David says that breaks the half plus seven rule. Yeah, I think I'm at about 38. So if Pooh Bear took a dirt nap, I'm 54. Half of that is 27, right? Yeah, and then you add seven to that. So 34, but that just does not sound right to me. At all. I wouldn't be interested in that in any way, shape, or form. I'd be like David Ace Cannon, the radio guy we just talked about. You know, I don't want to be dying when my kids are 10. Even suggesting that I would have to have kids. I think I would just... I wouldn't even be that pleased if she was even a year younger than me. I would really be looking for someone who's exactly my age. All right. From what I'm understanding, Kanye is losing his shit. Ben Glaze sent me a text. He writes, Kanye's losing his shit on Twitter right now. At this moment, he's talking about being a Nazi and loving Adolf Hitler. T-Dub7190 says, where's Kenny? I think he's still here. Yeah, he's still here, but he's in. There he is. Look, he says, Kenny, who's Kenny? Kenny goes back and forth. He says, if he gets picked on, he'll like post, fine, I just won't contribute to discussions. He gets in like pout mode because he's a big baby. And that's how it goes. He had been talking, and then I hadn't really acknowledged him because you never know what you're going to get if you acknowledge him. So then I started acknowledging him again, and then he went back to, fine, I just won't contribute to discussions then. Like the child he is. We should do a vote. Who is a bigger baby? Kenny or Freebeer? That's a toss-up. I think Kenny might surpass him for that. Kenny says, you have to exaggerate every single thing. It gets old. Oh, yeah, you're the only one who gets picked on. You are such a child. You know that? You're an absolute bitch. What a little bitch you are. Oh, my God. I'm going to ban you. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to... I'm not going to time you out. I'm going to ban you. I have so had it with you. You are gone. You are absolutely gone. Kenny is now officially gone. He is no longer allowed to participate. He cannot watch the show. He cannot chime in on the show. Cancel your Patreon and fuck off. Cole says free beer most days, but based on the current interaction, Kenny might pass him today. Yeah, I'm done with him. He can fuck off. I have had it with all of the thin skin cunty behavior. Joe Martinez says just create another account. Yeah, I mean you can do that. Corey says, everyone here knows we're going to get made fun of, but the only person that ever has a problem with it is Kenny. Yeah, he's a cunt. Fuck him. All right. Joe Martinez says, I have 5 accounts. All right. I am going to go and take a leak, so I'll be right back. David says, I don't know why Kenny gets beat up so much. Like, he brings it on himself. We start to have any degree of fun with him, and he's like, you can't exaggerate things. You can't have fun. You can't do this. I don't like this. I don't like that. So fuck him. I'm done. I don't need his ass around. He's an asshole. Okay. I'll be back. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you. And this is what I need. Where is it? God damn it. Hello, I'm back. All right. It was interesting. I feel so much better now. All right. So anyway, before we were so rudely distracted, the whole thing about Kanye losing his shit. And Bob, I just want you to know, I'm in a mood. So any more hashtag free Kenny, where's Kenny, is going to earn time. So there you go. Any more mentions of Kenny is going to earn time. There is no more discussion of Kenny on the show. Kenny has been banned. Permanently banned. Kenny is done. We have moved on from Kenny. He has gone the way of the former Zaniacs. He is officially no longer allowed to be part of it. Megan says, I have questions. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go back and watch. We have had it. He is out. I will refund his money on Patreon, and that will be it. We are moving on. He has been fired as an audience member. I have had it. I'm done. No more. I'm tired of your oversensitive nonsense. I am tired of all of this. Okay? I am done. You are too fatiguing to be here. You're a distraction. You upset people. You're infuriating and maddening. This is better for both of us. You are done. Have a good rest of your life. Peace be with you. Donko says, hashtag, where's Kanye? And how dare he get in the way of our Kanye discussion? Jesus Christ. Okay, so when I let's see, 12 hours ago, he posted something. And then he followed it up with, all these celebrity N-words and bitches is pussy. Y'all, I'll watch our brother rot and never say shit. He's upset that Puffy is in prison, that Sean Combs is locked up. Because he wrote Free Puff. Then he adds, fuck all that woke shit. N-words, addicted to complaining, do something. That sounds like Kenny. Then this one. We all watch them try to cancel Chris Brown and ain't nobody do nothing. I was pussy then too. Chris Brown, it's till the wheels fall off. Then he added 11 hours ago, slavery is a choice. Then he added, they try not prove a point and y'all know that. Y'all fucking know that. And sitting laughing at the fucking internet on my Instagram, this man gave his life to us. This my idol. This my hero. So he's talking about Sean Combs. And I think that that's really a perfect example of where this guy's mind is. What y'all gonna do? Cancel my sneaker deal, cancel my record deal, freeze my accounts. Fuck all y'all. N-words. Slavery is a choice. I'm speaking my mind now. I ain't editing shit again ever. Then he says, fuck Diageo. I don't know what that is. Then he says, all you please come at me. That's how we spot the rhymes with boons. Let these white people and Jewish people tell you what to do and say, fuck Diageo. I don't know what that is. And fuck all y'all N-words in advance. Let's see. Yeah, I don't see where he's talking about. Okay. He wrote, okay, then he shows a picture of him. And he's wearing a Say No to Nazis t-shirt. Look at this t-shirt. Say No to Nazis with a swastika with a line through it. And then he wrote, I used to be woke, too. So I'm guessing now, I mean, I guess in a roundabout way, he's suggesting that Hitler isn't a problem. I don't know. Someone says, put the phone away, Kanye. This person says, pretty funny that no one gives a shit. Ye can't even rant right anymore. The Alex Jones interview went viral, but no one even cares. Old crazy man shaking my head. It's hard to watch. Oh, God. That's true. That's a hell of an insult, by the way. I'm happily out of touch. I used to be woke. Now I can't relate to brokenness and don't want to. Yeah, I don't see him saying that he loves Hitler, though. Ben Glaze said that he made a post about loving Hitler. Or maybe I'm just missing it. He talks about his wife. Oh, this is just... Call me... Okay, here it is. Call me Adolf Hitler. Then he writes, Hitler was so fresh. Then he says, oh no, I'm going to normalize talking about Hitler. They way talking about killing N-words has been normalized. Oh no. This guy's gonna die. I can say Jew as much as I want. I can say Hitler as much as I want. Matter of fact, I do say it when I want. Oh, God. So, I mean, if you're like, he strikes me as the type of guy who just needs to get beaten, like badly. Someone actually needs to beat that guy. This person writes, how it feels clicking on a Kanye notification with all these different images of Adolf Hitler. Holy shit. Maureen says, I watched the Diddy documentary, The Fall of Diddy. He's a disgusting piece of trash. Tim says, I sent you an email with an update on Zeke. Feel free to share it with everyone here. You are so sweet. I love you so much. Has anyone ever told you how wonderful you are? Okay. Zeke had surgery yesterday to put a trach in. So the tracheotomy, and I guess that's a permanent thing. This will help stabilize his airway and give him a better chance of fighting his respiratory distress. I came home last night to get some rest and will be back up to the hospital this afternoon. The current plan of recovery for Zeke is for him to remain in the hospital for about a month to allow the stoma around his trachea to heal. During this time, Chris and I are required to take 20 hours of tracheotomy care training each, and we both will need to perform a 12-hour care simulation to help us be better prepared for any issues that we may have with Zeke's care. We will also need to hire an in-home nursing care because Zeke will need someone to have eyes on him 24 hours a day. This is going to be the hardest part, finding a nurse to sit in our home that we trust and are comfortable with. We are also getting a natural gas-powered generator installed in our home to supplement power for his vent if we lose power. We have a long road ahead, and I am nervous about what will come, but I am also confident we can handle it. Thank you for your love and support, Tim Kuiper. And he has a picture of Zeke here. Tim says the trach will likely be permanent. David says, don't fire me, EZ, but did you see my comment about the missing plane in Alaska? No, I didn't see that. My God. Sorry, Bruce just opened the door. He's coming in here. Aram says, did Combs not get an option to bond out? He is not allowed a bond. The judge knows full well that Puffy would definitely fly the coop, so he's not going anywhere. T-Dub says, Kanye was in a tragic car accident years ago. He's never been the same. That's why he's so fucking dumb. David says, I don't have a link, but I read about it this morning. Let me check on that. Missing Alaska flight. Uh-oh. Crews searching open waters in Alaska for flight that went missing with 10 people on board. I wonder if Trump is going to blame it on DEI. What a shit show that was. What an asshole. By the way, I saw a simulation of where a lot of pilots weighed in on it. And in the simulation, you see three screens. You see the map, the flight path of the DC airliner, and the Black Hawk helicopter. And you also see from the simulator what it looks like at night from the cockpit of the airliner and the cockpit of the Black Hawk helicopter. And it appears that the angle of the way they were both flying, that it's absolutely plausible that they didn't see each other until the last possible instant or never at all. It was really telling. I need to get that video and add that to the show notes. Will I? Probably not. All right. So Kanye's coming unglued. I already came unglued. Let me just say this, because I'll probably be going back to Kenny moments. I feel like this has been a long time coming. And I kind of get the impression that now that that's done, that this reminds me of when, like, the Zaniacs were here. And the Zaniacs, they kept making the chat unbearable. I think Kenny being in the chat and what ultimately would happen when he would start to pout was leading to a lot of people feeling alienated and just not that great. So I don't feel bad about this. He just can't get out of his own way. You can't say anything to him without him fucking freaking out at all. And so yeah, this is for the best. And yeah, that's how I feel about that. It's an unfortunate thing. And to the audience that had to witness that, I'm sorry if you've ever had to put up with all of the all of his nonsense, but we are moving in another direction now. We are looking past that, and there's going to be people who say, "Well, I still feel bad." That hey, I get it. All right, I get it. And I guess you're just going to have to reach out to him and talk to him on your own. But I have no interest in bringing this back. Aram says they are going to make up again, of course. This exact thing happened a couple years ago. No offense, but I don't know how I feel about you either. And so be careful, okay? Because I'm kind of wound up right now. So do step lightly. Be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? I would love to do nothing more than have a good show and enjoy things. But if we get to a point, all right, that if audience members are going to continue to try to sabotage this thing, it's going to go down, all right? And I'm you're not there, but I think you want to be there. So if you want to, go for it, because I've about had it with the nonsense. I want to do a good show, okay? But I'm getting there to where I don't feel like I can with this going on, okay? Just saying. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.